Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. Today we've a cracking programme with wonderful offerings from new albums by Solstice, Nicholas Meyer, some favourite Brad Meldow tunes, and also, as we've had so many new release CDs on the programme recently, I thought it might be a good time to look at some classic recordings. Miles Davis famously called jazz social music and focused on it as music of conscience and humanity. So running through today's programme are pieces which protest against oppression and inequality, including seminal offerings by Sonny Rollins, Louis Armstrong, Joel Coltrane and Max Roach. Let's start though with a lovely recent discovery. It's by Trio Elf, a band I didn't know. They're from Germany and they produced an album called Amsterdam in 2013. They're a trio, piano trio, and they mix jazz, classical rock and electronic influences into compelling tunes, such as this one entitled 746. Thank you. Well, I like that. It's Trio Elf and their tune 746 from their album Amsterdam. And you heard Gerwind Eisenhower drums, Walter Lang piano and Sven Fowler double bass. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today, in addition to some wonderful new releases, we're reviewing classic recordings going back to the roots of jazz as protest music. I thought we could begin this strand with an extraordinary tune by the incomparable Louis Armstrong. He was born on August the 4th, 1901, in New Orleans, Louisiana, in an area of town so poor that it was nicknamed the Battlefield. And Armstrong cut his musical teeth in Kid Ory's band, which he joined in 1918, and then joined King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band in Chicago in the early 20s, 1922 in fact, which was the beginning of his success. Louis Armstrong recorded prolifically, of course, and he began to record under his own name for OKA Records as Louis Armstrong and His Hot Five from 1925 to 1928. He made more than 60 records with this combination, and then later His Hot Seven, another batch of releases. He came from a troubled background, as per his neighbourhood, and he suffered despite his success. This is an extraordinary and powerful tune, and it's entitled What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue?
So black and blue. Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? White inside, but that don't help my case, 'cause I can't hide what is in my face, but how would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue? got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
The unmistakable sounds there of Louis Armstrong and the tune What Did I Do to Be So Black and Blue. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the best in improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. And in fact, moving from Louis Armstrong to a trumpeter of the modern era, we're going to listen now to a tune by multiple Grammy winner Terence Blanchard. It's from a Blue Note Records album in 2015 called Breathless, which is a reference to the treatment of Eric Garner, who told police he couldn't breathe when he was being detained, and a protest against discrimination. Blanchard's playing with his then new quintet, the E Collective, comprising Charles Atura guitar, Fabian Almazan piano and synths, Donald Ramsey bass, Oscar Seaton drums, and of course Terence Blanchard himself on the trumpet. This tune is called Soldiers.
We'll be right back.
That's Terence Blanchard and Soldiers from his 2015 Blue Note album, Breathless. And you heard him there with the E Collective, Charles Altura guitar, Fabian Almazan piano and synths, Donald Rumsey bass and Oscar Seaton drums. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come this hour on the programme, more protest songs, including Sonny Rollins' seminal Freedom Suite and a first tune from a new album by British super jazz group Solstice. Now, though, let's listen to a tune which is, in fact, an old favourite of mine. We've heard from the American pianist Brad Meldow in exploratory mode a number of times recently here on In The Moment. Let's have a listen to his roots. First and foremost, he classes himself as an improviser, and he cherishes the surprise and wonder that can occur from a spontaneous musical idea that is expressed in real time. He also has a fascination for the formal architecture of music, and he constructs tunes with strongly felt narrative arch. The two sides of Meldow's personality, the improviser and the formalist, play off each other, and the effect is often something like controlled chaos. He's performed around the world at a steady pace since the mid-1990s, and he's attracted a sizeable following over the years, one that has grown to expect a singular, intense experience in his performance. This is from his 2015 album on Nonesuch Records, 10 Years Solo Live, and it's a wonderful rendition of the Beatles tune, Blackbird. Thank you. The sounds there of Brad Meldow and the Beatles tune Blackbird from his recent album released on Nonesuch Records, 10 Years Solo Live. We'll hear another tune from that album next hour here on In The Moment. Now to a new release by a songs-based sextet, which brings together the cream of London's East 17 Walthamstow jazz community. The album is called Alimentation, and it's an excellent debut from this ensemble. The tune's centred around love of home cooking and each other's company. They also draw from Brooklyn in America, the alternative jazz scene there, as well as the English folk jazz improvisation stylings of Norma Winstone, and also Brazilian rhythms. The album is released on Two Rivers Records, and in fact features artwork by the multi-talented singer Finney Behrman. It comprises 8 original compositions, plus bass player Mannington's arrangement of Bjork's Anchor song. There's a strong focus on melody, and it's uplifting and infectious in its musical sophistication. This is a tune by guitarist Jez Franks, which features the composer on acoustic guitar, as well as wonderful singer Brigitte Berahar's wordless vocals. The tune's called Tilt. That's a lovely tune, and it's called Tilt. It's from the band Solstice and their new album Alimentation on Two Rivers Records. You heard Bridget Berahar, voice, Tori Freestone, saxophone, Jez Franks, guitar, John Turville, piano, Dave Mannington, bass, and George Hart, drums. Well, that's almost it from In the Moment this hour. Do stay listening. We've another tune from Solstice, an intense John Coltrane offering, and we're revisiting recent albums by guitarist Nicholas Meyer and Brad Meldow to boot. Earlier this hour, here on In the Moment, we listened to social protest tunes by Louis Armstrong and Terence Blanchard. Let's have a listen now to one of the most powerful statements of this nature by a jazz composer and performer. It's also one of the first extended compositions for tenor saxophone, and it's by the wonderful Sonny Rollins. His Freedom Suite was written in 1958, which was soon after the civil rights movement was gaining momentum in America, and it shows Sonny Rollins at his very best, an oak-tone saxophone, worrying away at ideas, evolving melody into long spans, as only he could do, together with Oscar Pettiford bass and Max Roach drums.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. "We come in peace," they said, "to dig and sow. We come to work the land in common and to make the wasteland grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it can be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No one has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the lands. Now everywhere the walls rise up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now.